from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Diana Russini, among the top 10 reporters nationally on the Brandon Ayuk situation. This is a little bit of a different flavor. Check this out. She says, I texted a front office executive and asked, why do you think the 49ers aren't calling back the Steelers? So file that, because that's information that's interesting. But that's the question. Here's the answer she got. Probably wait as long as they can and force someone to blink. Sounds like they really don't want to trade. Maybe hoping someone else comes along. The whole thing is very strange. That's the answer from the unnamed front office executive to Diana Russini. I get all kinds of stuff out of that.
Makes sense that they wouldn't really want to trade.
Correct.
And I think that they're only making calls or taking calls because he requested a trade. And so you go out there and you see what teams are interested in giving you just in case that Brandon Ayuk wants to be traded. Maybe you get overwhelmed by an offer and then it makes sense. And also, I think you want to get some intel on what other teams are willing to pay Brandon Ayuk. So it becomes, you know, a real market check on how other teams see Brandon Ayuk in the market.
Well, I agree with you there. I also notice when she says, why do you think the 49ers aren't calling back the Steelers? That in and of itself is interesting. We didn't know that the 49ers weren't calling the Steelers back. The Steelers have not given the Niners the offer they want. Or do the Niners actually not want any offer at all? That's what I still question. I really do. I don't know if the 49ers are really fully doing good faith negotiating with these Brandon Ayuk landing spots. You know what I mean? Why do we know exactly? The Patriots were a yes and they offered 32, but why do we know all of that? I wonder if the Niners don't leak that and the Browns full well knowing that Brandon's not going there. So then you leak that, okay? And then the Steelers thing, they kind of hide behind, oh, well, sheesh, we're not getting what we want from the Steelers. Like, there's a piece of me that's like, you don't want to send him anywhere.
Exactly.
And you won't, because you don't have to. It's never made sense to anyone with an NFL brain, and I've listened to literally hundreds of people on this. It's never made sense to anyone, the idea that the San Francisco 49ers, very well-respected, smart organization, takes care of its people, and is trying to win a Super Bowl, would trade one of their best players in August, who's under contract. What on earth are we talking about?
Exactly.
That is an absurd concept in and of itself. So I don't like, I do not, 100% of me does not believe that the 49ers are even having these conversations with these teams with the intent of actually ever saying yes.
Unless they get totally overwhelmed by the package coming back, which would have to include a player, most notably a wide receiver.
Right.
So even if all of that happened, they still would be reluctant to trade Brandon Ayuk because pick any other receiver out there, even if they could get George Pickens or Amari Cooper, these are players that you don't know that they can fit in your system. You know that Brandon Ayuk fits in your system very well. He fits in your locker room. He does what you need him to do. He was a second team all pro. So even if you got picks and a player back, even Davante Adams, you would think that he'd be as good as Brandon Ayuk, if not a little bit better, but you don't know how he'd fit into your offense. You can make an assumption that he'd fit fine.
Yeah, I'd be pretty, I'd no, be pretty excited about Davante.
To the point of, you know, any trade, Brandon Ayuk is a known commodity. You've seen it in this offense. And the Greg Cosell cut you played earlier about all the things that he does so well and the fact that he is a perfect scheme fit for what the Niners do, those are things that you just don't part with in August.
Okay. Now, here's the other thing that sort of sparks to my mind when I read this. The executive surmises that the 49ers are just trying to wait as long as they can. This is the part that I'm really starting to question. This is a process that the 49ers have used repeatedly. They are very shrewd negotiators, stubborn negotiators. They have made a name for themselves this way, and it has served them very well in building this roster. It has allowed them flexibility with these contracts. They are paying very, very little dead money. If you look at the whole arc of the Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, and Parag Marate group, they do a very, very good job. However, at a certain point, you do have to, I think, look at sort of evolving. And you're playing with a different group now. You've been a good team for a long time, but now you've got like superstardom all over the roster and success, even though not the last game, but success. And so everybody wants a piece of the pie and all of that. And you're still playing kind of the same negotiating ploy that you always do. Wait, 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 wait. And two off seasons in a row already, if not three, it has burned you on some level. You waited with Debo, not that late, but he showed up out of shape and had a bad year. You waited with Nick Bosa way too long. He was rusty for a month. And now you've waited to a point with Brandon Ayuk where the wide receiver market has exploded and you have ticked him off something awful and now are in the middle of a war of words in August when you're supposed to be getting ready for an important season.
You've tick-tocked him off also.
Well played.
Thank you. I think that, you know, you mentioned earlier process results. The process may need to change going forward, but right now you're so embroiled in this that I think your process continues to be something you have to look at because you have this meeting and it's a, you know, behind closed doors meeting between Brandon Ayuk, maybe his agent as well. Kyle Shanahan was reportedly there as well as members of the front office, 49ers brass, and that meeting gets leaked. And because it gets leaked, and it gets reported on, Brandon Ayuk spends his free time. He's not playing, so it's all free time. And he immediately chimes in with his own commentary. So it seems to me that Brandon Ayuk is not thrilled with the amount of media attention that's coming out from the Niners side. And I don't know if this is necessarily helping things, the fact that these details continue to get leaked out. So maybe that's a part of your process that you need to button up going forward and not have these things get out. If it's bothering Brandon, and it sure seemed like this is bothering him, where he comes into an Instagram post and says, look, it's one of only two options. It's time to choose, 49ers. That sounds to me like he's annoyed. So maybe we find a way to stop having these things get leaked, 49ers?
I tell you what, like, I think you got to look at everything. And you do start comparing it to the past. And you look back at the Nick Bosa negotiation, and I remember you and I coming in here every day, and people would criticize Bosa or criticize the team based on numbers that we had no clue if they were true or not. We had no clue. We're just making stuff up. Why? Because nothing was ever leaked. Nobody leaked anything. Nick was out of sight, out of mind. Nobody leaked anything. There's an ungodly amount of information about this out on social media. It is an hour does not go by without national reporters saying something.
I was going to say there's like 4 to 6 reports a day.
It's constant.
from Pittsburgh, from Pellicero, from New England, from the national reporters to local people.
And you and I, we talk to our listeners about this a lot. That doesn't happen without intent. It's not like these people are just like unbelievable gatherers and they're at every camp all the time.
You're saying Tom Pellicero isn't like, up against the wall with a glass on his ear listening in?
Exactly.
The room is bugged. He's tapped in.
You know what these people have? Phones.
Right.
So, and people are texting them information that they want them to tweet.
So why are the 49ers leaking that there is this meeting? Is it to try to defang Brandon Ayuk? Is it try to disarm Pittsburgh and their dreams of acquiring Brandon Ayuk? Is it to try to make this less of a story as we head into a weekend where the 49ers actually, clears throat, play football? And I know it's an exhibition game, but there's a lot at stake for a number of these 49ers.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure, all of them.
What's the motivation for a Friday leak that there was a closed-door meeting and there was a kumbaya vibe?
Two things come to mind. Number one, this makes the Niners look like the good guys, right?
We're trying to make this work.
And number two, it calms everybody down who's on the, could you just get this over with front? You need something new to chew on. You need a reason why this week has passed. And again, you don't have a resolution. You know what I mean? The Steelers have made their offer. And the 49ers can either trade or they can just force them to play on the fifth-year option. None of these things are good. So you put out there to the public, hey, no. Renewed meetings. We want to get into the room with him and maybe apologize and see if he will too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I don't know. Let's go live to Mark Randy, who has a super chat. What's going on YouTube?
Super chat on the YouTube chat powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Dennis, $5. I think he summed this up pretty well. BA knows and the Niners know that he would not enjoy this level of success anywhere else, so it's a stalemate. Yeah, and that's what the Niners are thinking, right?
Okay, but what do you do with a stalemate? What do you do with a stalemate? If you are an actual, right, if you're... We can't do a hung jury and just set the guy free. Like, we can't do that.
If it's a true stalemate, then he plays his fifth-year option.
Oh, God.
If it's a true stalemate.
Yeah, but that's not a good outcome.
So I don't think that this is a stalemate. What I think this is more of a staring contest where you're waiting for somebody to blink. And Brandon Ayuk so far has not blinked. And the 49ers haven't really blinked. And both sides have done what they've done through the media, through us, and here we sit on Friday with no real movement, even though they had a come-to-Jesus man-to-man talk where they apparently aired some laundry, which, coming on the heels of what TJ Houshmandzadeh said yesterday, Brandon Ayuk's personal coach, that he'd take 28, and, you know, he'd turn down 32-plus in New England. Originally, the offer was 26, but he'd take 28. So if that's from Brandon's side, which is basically, look, we're ready to do this at 28. That's the message I got yesterday from the TJ interview. 28 would get this done.
Well, now, and this is where things might be working in a PR sort of a way for Brandon. 28 sounds and feels right now like Brandon is making concessions and the Niners aren't, except for that we're moving forward with that idea off of a phone number. Just because people have thrown out there, well, Brandon wants 30. I don't know that Brandon ever asked for 30. I mean, TJ Houshmandzadeh told us 2 months ago, if you had given him the Amon-Ra deal, this would be done. Like, he'd have run into the office and signed that.
So for 30, yeah.
Right, so I don't know that he asked for 30. I don't know that he asked for 30. And then the other piece of information out there is that New England might have offered as much as 32 and a half. Okay, is that real? I mean, probably.
TJ made it seem like it was real.
It makes it feel like Brandon is making concessions. However, it's entirely possible that this has been 26 and 28 the whole time and nobody will move.
Right.
That's possible.
Well, and also, and I do believe that that could be it, but the part of that is it might have been 26 and, yeah, we're pretty sure that we'll accept that. Well, we're going to get back to you. And then, as I said before, it's contract, 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 contract. And all of a sudden, Brandon says to his agent, hey, my 26 is now 28. And the Niners are saying, hey, we were at the goal line with 26. And now you want 28? You're going to have to wait on 28. We're going to have to think this through.
Jordan Schultz is a big-time NFL insider. He's been reporting on this in lockstep with those like Pelissero, like Russini, like Schefter for the last couple of weeks. And he will join us in just over 10 minutes. But let's get to some calls until that time. Philmo Mike is on the line, so let's do that for sure. Philmo, what's good today?
Oh, man, you know, living, working, chilling in one of the greatest hoods of all time. Philmo, California is one of the greatest neighborhoods, not in San Francisco, but in the world. Anyway, I stay in Oakland, so when I'm in Philmo, I gotta boast a little. Anyway, the Niners better stop playing, man. I don't know what they're playing. Don't turn into four anxiety now. You feel me? You're giving me anxiety. For real, for real. If they sign this player, why are you? Okay, two things. You traded DeForest Buckner. That didn't work out. You didn't get a Super Bowl ring, just like TJ Houshmandzadeh said. You keep playing with people in the summer. Get your player signed. Get it locked up early. Stop trying to win every freaking deal, because guess what? You don't win every game. We don't win the Super Bowl. The things that we need to win, you're not winning. You tripping about winning a contract negotiation? If it comes out and it's leaked that it's $2 to $3 million that we missing and they tripping and quibbling over, for what? Bro, this is the year we got to make it happen. Make it happen, you know? It'll be an awesome 30 for 30, as Google always says. Just make it happen. It's right there. You have the best team. Sign up Ayuk. Become greater. Don't become great. Become greater. Get Trent Williams in there and be great, man. Don't play around. Don't waste your opportunity. And don't look at it like you got next year. Look at Dan Marino. Brock Purdy. Oh, man, I'm so happy to be here. Now, get the job finished and accomplished now. Shout out to Steph Curry, too. He did his thing yesterday, man. That was a great night to see.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was. Philmo, thank you, man. Appreciate you as always. 888-957-9570. It's so funny to watch the pendulum swing on this. And it feels like it just comes down to whoever spoke loudest most recently. You know, TJ comes on with us, and it does feel like there's now... I don't know if he set out to do this, but he did a job. He did a job now.
Oh, he carried the water. Well, now. A little bit of Herm Edwards right there.
He said 28. And the second he said that, you could feel all of these stories start. Now people are like, wait a minute. That's all it would take?
Hold on, Niners.
Come on, Niners.
We were mad at Ayuk for being so greedy to turn down 32 with New England. You wanted to be traded. They had $32 million for you, and you said no? Oh, Brandon, how dare you? Even some close to me said they were out on Brandon Ayuk.
Yep.
And now here comes the pendulum back the other way. He'll do it for 28. He just wants to play.
Well,
he just wants to be a Niner. Oh, goes the pendulum back toward Brandon.
No doubt, and I also think that people have finally settled here late in the week with the idea that both of these sides still want each other. I think if you went back to early in the week, it feels untenable, it feels unrecoverable, It feels like there's hatred in the room. But at the core of it, I think we've arrived at a spot where people realize both of them are fully aware that they are still best for one another. And in their hearts of hearts, that's what they all want. Brandon wants to stay. The 49ers want the starting receiver opposite Deebo Samuel to be Brandon Ayuk. And if that's what you want, you sort of get to the point where you're like, what are you fighting about?
Right.
Like, what is this really about? And I know, so today is a day where a lot of us want the 49ers to just be like, oh, stop making it about a couple million bucks here or there. Well, that's what the Niners do. And it has served them very, very handsomely. So I get that I'm not saying change your process, Niners. I'm saying review it. Review it because it feels like you're starting to take some L's. And you usually don't. So review your process. But I'm not going to be so arrogant as to say, change your process, Niners. It doesn't work. Well, look at their outfit.
No, it works.
Whatever they're doing, they're not stupid. They know what they're doing.
But this process this time is getting a little bit sloppier than it normally does. And today, when you get the leaked information about a meeting that happens behind closed doors, okay, pendulum swings back toward the Niners. They're trying. They're trying to make it work with Brandon. And if they're 2 million apart, darn it, we're going to sit down and work this out. But then, moments later, whoosh, the pendulum, not whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. The pendulum swings back to Brandon because Brandon goes on IG and says, y'all got two options. You choose, trade me or pay me. So the pendulum now is swinging a lot faster back and forth than it has all week.
You know what I'm looking for?
The pendulum to stop.
Quiet.
Not me.
That's when you know something's getting done.
I like chaos.
It's quiet. That's when you know the two sides are no longer trying to use the media to get all of us on their side.
That's a good point.
If Brandon's on IG and the 49ers are on the phone with Tom Pelissero, that means you're not talking to each other.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's good for us.
Yes, yes.
It's good for business.
You know?
888-957-9570. Good for business.
Okay, DJ in Brentwood. How about that? Hey, DJ, what's going on?
How's it going, fellas? How are you guys doing?
Good, good.
And just, you know, this whole Brandon Ayuk situation, and he is best served to be with the Niners, and the Niners are best served place for him. He has the structure, he has the people and the other superstars around him that have allowed him to grow into what he is. But on the flip side of that, it's hard for me to pay or to justify paying him as a top 10 receiver right now or even for next year. When I know everybody looks at these lists in the top 100 players, well, that's voted on by the players. And there are 13 other receivers ahead of him on that list, right or wrong. But those are the players that line up against him, play with him, have for the past few years. So if there's any way that it can be structured to pay him for what he has done and not what he might do in another system with other players where he might not have the support to where he's the focus, is he going to do better?
Well, okay. You're totally right, DJ, but that is the flaw in the system that is pro sports. Sometimes you've got to predict, and that will cost you money. Go right now and look at the top paid quarterbacks in the game. Are they the best? Are they the best? Is Brock Purdy the best quarterback in football?
No, he's not.
Is he going to be paid like it next offseason?
He very well could be.
Probably. Yeah. Jordan Love right now, $55 million. Is he the best quarterback in the NFC?
No, it's not the way it works. Yeah. It's the latest, not the best.
So, and by the way, if Brandon is the 14th best receiver in the NFL, that's pretty good.
According to his peers.
Yeah, but that's pretty good. 14th best probably does get you $28 million.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Probably you know, get you 25 at least, yeah.
And it's also like, well, he's not as good as Devontae Adams. Right, but he's like 6 years younger. You know, this contract is paying this person for his 20s. And that's something that the 49ers...
Well, it's paying you for what you're going to do. In part, what you've already done, but really, they're paying you for what you're going to do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.